Oh, you pushed play. Oh, I should probably go get this, and I have to do the, okay, well, so, but hold on, I'm just going to add, and do this.
We'll be right back. Thank you. I'm thinking there's a good chance, as you were listening to this episode, that you got to a point and you thought, oh, he's not going to interrupt this one. We're going all the way straight through with this one. Even if you hadn't seen the uninterrupted tag on the podcast, there's something about this flow, I'm willing to bet, that made you say, oh, yes, we are nonstop this time. And you would be correct. Could not break this one up. A while back on my Facebook, don't bother following me. I don't do anything of any interest. I had made a post where I said, 14 years on, putting together flows is still my happy place. And the flow that prompted that post was this one, which I really enjoyed. So let's talk about the music. We started off with Computer Chemist. His latest is called Mysterious Cave of Eternal Theta. And that track was It Could Be Paradise. After that was Altus. Very much a departure from the Altus sound. Mike Kars has a couple of monikers, or repositories for different styles of music. For example, his stuff that he does as Lone Word is very different than his Altus stuff. And Altus has taken on a number of forms over the years, so many albums. Mike likes to experiment. I like when he does. This one kind of caught me by surprise, and I really, really like it. Very analog-driven, very sequencer-based, a lot of fun. And that track was called Null Unit. Daryl Gresh sent me some music a while back, and my impression was that Daryl Gresh was a very good, kind of quiet, ambient guy. He has a secret identity. Pulse emitter. Mm-hmm. He uses pulse emitter for things that aren't just a beautiful kind of ambient wash-based stuff. And again, like Mike Kars, I love artists who stretch and put it under different identities and just want to, you know, play what's coming out of their soul, right? So that was the Pulse Emitter album Dusk, and that track was called Fireflies. After that, Sir Kid with Apparatus Yet from Home Frequencies. I put together World Grief Parts 1 and 2 for you from Ben Rath's album Resolve after that. Couldn't give you just one or the other. You needed to have both. The Ure returns to us with an album called Generate. I love the kind of church organ sound that's happening in that track, which is called The Middle. After that was Source Code X. It's either Source Code X or Source Code X. Depends upon how you want to, which syllable you want to emphasize on. The album is called Echoes of an Unquiet Mind, and that was Movement 3 Peace. A fresh one from Rudy Adrian. It is called A Walk in the Shadow Garden. That track was Rising Mist. Uncertain gave us the song title of the episode, The White Elk Mother of the Sea and Moon. And that was from The Descending Spirals of Time. After that, Chagadel and Neratere took us into some dark territory with Entrails of Souls from Lamastu. Then an album I've been hanging on to for a while. I wanted to find somewhere to put this. Marcus Reuter. The album is called Truce 2. This also features, number one, it features Marcus on touch guitar, of course. And that is Asaph Circus on drums and Fabio Trentini on the bass. That track was called Baron. And then the very distinct sound of Echo Us. I don't think there is another artist who sounds anything like Ethan Matthews. Such a unique signature sound to all his stuff. This is his most recent album, Inland Empire. Once again, a fantastic outing from Echo Us. And that was the closing track. And that's called Singing With You. I don't sing with you. I just sit here and I listen along with you. And I like it that way. My name is John Shanahan. I'm your host. Every 2 weeks, I bring you the best in ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music. Please subscribe to the podcast if you don't already. It is absolutely free, always has been, always will be. There's not even a Patreon. There's nothing. It's just me. It's a guy in his spare room with some, records with some tracks and a copy of Audacity. That's the whole thing. You pay nothing, I get nothing. It's fabulous. It's the hypnagogic economy, ladies and gentlemen. I will be back in 2 weeks. I want you to be here as well. Until that time, my friends, I bid you all peace and power.